when this government that we have at the moment came into power, they introduced something called the NHS plan in the year 2000. And it was just the same as every government. They come out with these wonderful statements about what they're going to do and how wonderful they're going to make everything. But something that they said was very important was to have a health service designed around the patient. And what they meant was that if you lived in one area and you just had one hospital, one doctor, but you needed some other kind of care, that that should be available to you. That every individual patient should have access to the care they needed, and not only access to care that was available in their area. Okay. They had two key objectives, two aims that they wanted to achieve as part of this NHS plan. The first one, to improve quality and reduce inconsistencies in quality of care. Now, I've talked a lot about the regions in the UK and the fact that different areas have different services available to them. And this is something that still comes up today. You often hear in the newspaper, they'll run a story about something called postcode prescribing. And what it means is that if you live in an area that's quite wealthy, where people are all employed, maybe well educated, and have a good general standard of health, then less money is spent on healthcare. So more money is available if you are ill. A good example is cancer. There are some specific cancers that if you live in a wealthy area, you can get very expensive treatment for, but it's the best treatment. Whereas if you live in another area where there's less money, high unemployment, more health problems, there's less money available for these specialist treatments. So it might be that you have the same cancer, but you cannot get the same medicine. And I think it happens less now, but it does still happen. And it is a problem. It is a problem, and the government wanted to stop that happening. But also, they wanted to raise the standard, the quality of standards everywhere, so that wherever you were, you got the same good quality standard of care. They also talked about managing costs through clear clinical and budgetary accountability. I'm not sure what that means. They just mean they want everybody to have good care, but they don't want to spend any money on it, probably. What they did introduce was an organisation called the National Institute of Clinical Excellence, which is NICE, which is nice. And what this group do is they review all new treatments. So, for example, if a drug company brings a new drug onto the market, they go to NICE, and NICE look at all the data and all the tests that were done and the cost of the drug and how effective they think it is. And they will give a recommendation on whether or not they think it should be used by GPs and hospitals. So they're very important because they really influence how medical care is given. If they think it has a low rate of effectiveness and it's too expensive, they will say no. Or if they think there's not enough proof, the drug company may have to do more research to prove that it is a useful drug. Okay. So there are lots of different government initiatives to drive these objectives about improving quality and keeping costs down, but also being as cost effective as possible, you know, using the money sensibly. Can I just ask, am I going too fast, too slowly? Is it generally okay? Okay, yeah, good.